Okay, so some spoilers today for Spider-Geddon. The final part came out today. I actually feel like maybe one of the side books still has something to come out, but the actual main series is done. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about that just briefly. So be warned, from this point forward, I'm going to say whatever pops into my mind, though I'm not going to get too detailed. I will say it felt like a worthy follow-up to the Spider-Verse event. The Inheritors are back, and I have enjoyed them ever since Morlun first came around during, I want to say it was the Straczynski run, but I could be mistaken. I'm suddenly questioning that. But regardless, ever since his first appearance, I've really enjoyed that character. And so far, he has not disappointed me yet in any of his appearances. Now, this Spider-Man event was really, really weird in one way. The 616 Peter Parker, the 616 Spider-Man, was absolutely a part of this. In fact, he spent almost the entire event in a one-on-one battle with a brief interlude of Miles joining him, but very briefly, versus Morlun. That entire battle took place over a few issues during the, or in the Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man book. The Amazing Spider-Man book, which is, you know, the flagship Spider-Man book, didn't even take part in this event. It's, you know, it's still running on Nick Spencer's new run, which I've talked about a couple times before, and I continue to enjoy it, but it was just odd to me that it wasn't anything to do with Spider-Geddon. A couple other books that were involved, Spider-Gwen's new book, Ghost Spider. Side note, she gets the name Ghost Spider in Spider-Geddon number 5, and that felt a little forced to me. I don't mind the name, it just felt like a clunky way for her to change her name from Spider-Woman or Spider-Gwen, as she does get called in the books, to Ghost Spider. But I enjoyed her issues of her new series as well. Spider-Force, with featuring predominantly Kane Parker, aka the second Scarlet Spider. Always enjoy him. And Spider-Girls, which had a couple different ones in there. But for me, the highlight would have been actually Mayday Parker from the MC2 universe, Spider-Girl from that. I've always enjoyed her character. That was a great title. And it's nice to see that she has continued being a strong character, even though that book finished years ago. Overall, I enjoyed it. The Inheritors, always great. I like the way they came back using cloning technology, but it basically, they were able to bring themselves back because they were able to utilize their own former technology mixed in with the new Jackals, aka Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider, who is slowly starting to come around back to the side of good like he used to be, but they were able to use his cloning technology with their tech, and their tech was still available because Otto, the Superior Spider-Man, or as he started Superior Octopus and then he re-donned the Superior Spider-Man costume, because he kept their tech around. For me, that all worked. I enjoyed the reason that they came back. I enjoyed the methods that they came back. A little convoluted. Yeah, maybe, but massive events like this kind of, I almost feel like, have to be. And honestly, for me, it was fine. A highlight for me was also seeing the Spider-Man from the PS4 game appear. It was recently announced that he's going to get his own book, but it seems to be that that book is going to actually be the story of the game, from what I understand, which does actually make me question the continuity of the order. But regardless, I like seeing him a part of the book. Big highlight for issue 5, I think, was Miles Morales, who really, 616 Spider-Man was gone, but Miles, who is now in the 616, was very much the leader of this. And he really took charge. And I liked the way that he did that. I thought it was cool. He's a great character. You know, just recently had an amazing breakout role in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie. So it was cool to see Miles get such a big prominent role in this event. I gotta wonder how much of that was planned on purpose, but I don't care. It worked for me. And seeing him become get the Enigma Force, get the cosmic powers to basically become the Cosmic Spider-Man, very cool. Definitely like seeing that. All in all, I was a little worried for, you know, one of my favorite characters, the Scarlet Spider, Ben Reilly, because it sure looked like Otto was selling him out to the Inheritors. But it turns out it was all a ruse, and ultimately he is fine. And in fact, he was killed and cloned once again, so he's now up to 28 times. And he even made a reference to being back to the default. So I kind of wonder if his his damage, if you will, that was causing him to go crazy as the Jackal, if that's all completely gone, and if we now truly have, back in all his glory, the Ben Reilly Scarlet Spider, who is very much a hero. I absolutely love that character. I hope he gets his own book again. You know, he had a book for a while, and then it kind of, I gotta be honest, it kind of went off the rails, but hopefully they bring him back again. I know there's like a Superior Spider-Man book that's starting back up. Miles Morales just had issue one of his new title come out, and I thought it was really strong. You know, one thing I will say about Spider-Geddon that really confused me is the way they shipped the books. Now, the back of the books had a reading order, so that was no big deal. And for the most part, you could read most of the side stories in any order you wanted as long as you circled back to the main title at the right times. But it was just odd because, like, last week I bought something like 6 Spider-Man books. And yeah, like, I'm looking at it now. Ghost Spider, Spider-Girls, Spider-Force, Spectacular Spider-Man all came out last week. All part of Spider-Geddon. And then at the same time, so did Amazing and so did the Miles Morales Spider-Man, which takes place clearly after Spider-Geddon. I don't understand why they would put all those books out at the same time. And then Amazing came out again today. I really don't get it, but whatever. It was a fun week to get that many Spider-Man books. I just don't understand. I guess I would say at this point, the Inheritors kind of feel like they might be wrapped up at this point. I mean, yes, they technically could come back, but the way they were defeated this time feels like if Marvel wanted it to be, it could be pretty permanent. And I'm not going to spoil how it was done. I will say, though, if they ever do come back, I would really like to see them face Venom. Not technically a spider, but still has a connection to many of them. And I would like to see their reaction to him. All right, if you read the Spider-Geddon event, let me know what you thought about it. Brentech Prime on Twitter.